Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, May 13th, 2011. Well, this has been a week of catch-up for me after taking an entire week off last week. I think I'm just about caught up, sort of. I mean, do we ever really get caught up? You know, most of us have a list of things that we want or need to get done around the house, right? And it seems like the list is never done. We've been in our house since 1993, and the list is still there. Seems like you get one thing done, and then you add two more things. You know, we need to do some exterior painting, a few other big projects. Then, of course, there are always those pesky little projects that are so easy to put off, right? I need to clean and reorganize the tool room where all my gardening tools and pool supplies and other things are stored. The closet in my office needs a little reorganizing. And how about clothes in a closet that you don't wear anymore? You see what I mean? Now, here's the point. We all have lists at home of things we need to get done and want to get done. But is there ever a time when it's all done, everything is completed, I have nothing left to do? Now, finally, I can really enjoy my house because everything is done. You know, I love our home, and I enjoy living here. I do, even though there are things that I know I need and want to get done around here. But I don't let those projects stop me from enjoying myself in my house, right now, today. You know, many people have put their happiness on hold until. You know, they believe that they'll be happy after certain things happen, after they get a better job, after they get a raise, after they're out of debt, after the kids are grown and out of the house, after they retire. Well, guess what? Life will always have its ups and downs. Life has challenges, barriers, at times some disappointments. And just like owning a home, the life that we've been given to live now is not going to be perfect every day, without any hitches. Those who are waiting for things to get better in their lives so that they can be happy and enjoy this life are really wasting their lives away. There are two really big keys in enjoying this life right now, today. The first is gratitude. Be grateful for all that God has blessed you with right now, today. Stop, take a look around, and consider His blessings on your life. Look at what He's already blessed you with right now, and thank Him for His blessings. Why should you thank Him? Well, because you're supposed to, and that's what the Bible says, and you don't want to be off the word, as some people say. Well, first of all, gratitude ought to be out of appreciation for what He's done for you, not because it's something you have to do. You know, have you ever done something for someone and then their response was a lot less than appreciative? Well, me too. So we thank Him out of appreciation for what He's done for us. And you know something? Having gratitude from what He's already done for you gets your mind into remembering that, hey, He's blessed you. And that leads you to expecting more of His blessings. The second key to enjoying this life right now, today, is to make a decision to be happy with what you have right now, today. Now, I'm not talking about just accepting the way things are without any hope for the future. Okay, this is my lot in life. Might as well just get used to it and be happy and be thankful. I'm not talking about going around saying things like that. Well, this is the life I have to live. It's never going to change. I guess I better just be happy about it. No. You know, when I go to bed at night, I don't think, gee, the exterior of my house needs painting, but I guess that'll never happen. I guess I better try and just be happy about it. I enjoy living in my house every day. I look forward to getting it painted, but I'm not going to wait until it's painted to enjoy it. If I do, there will surely be something else that needs to be taken care of after that, and then after that. And I'll always end up living my days waiting to be happy. You know, too many people live their lives that way. Be grateful for all that God has done for you. Look around and see His hand of blessing on your life. Then, choose to enjoy whatever it is you have right now, today. Live life to its fullest today, expecting great things for tomorrow. Well, that's it for this podcast. You have a comment? If you do, type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see when I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And it doesn't cost anything to subscribe to the blog. It's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.